This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's pause here for the sound of the vehicular future, shall we? Kind of like the Jetsons, right? Jetson-like, but actually present-day. Electric motorcycles is what we're talking about. Harley-Davidson's in the market, a couple of other legacy manufacturers as well. Which is why the other day, a guy by the name of Harlan Flagg showed us around his small shop. It's called Hollywood Electrics in West Hollywood, California. There are helmets and racing pictures, a trophy or two on the wall. But the first question was, what do we call these things?
Electric motorcycles, L-motos, I mean.
I like that, L-motos, yeah, that's great. Tell me how you came to be doing this.
Well, I've always had a passion for motorcycles. Growing up, my dad had a garage full of motorcycles. And when I went to the University of Pennsylvania to study electrical engineering, in my kind of free time, I was working at a motorcycle shop restoring vintage bikes, old Triumphs, BSAs, and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
After I graduated from college, I moved back to L.A. I did the electrical engineering thing for a little while, and then I kind of saw the opportunity to combine my two passions when electric vehicles started getting some traction and electric motorcycles actually were starting to be announced.
So let's go look at a bike, and I want you to give me the sales pitch. Say I walk in the door, and I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about a motorcycle.
Sure.
What happens?
The Zero SR right here, this is really the flagship product. It's our high-performance street model. This one will do 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds.
3 seconds?
Yes, and it's got no gearbox.
So you just twist the throttle and you hit it?
Twist the throttle and it goes. It's got 116 foot-pounds of torque, which is comparable to any superbike out there, any Ducati, BMW, name a superbike, and the torque figures are up there with it. This got no transmission, no clutch.
Well,
no gearbox.
Yeah, so I'm looking at where the engine usually is, right? And it's a black box, which I guess is just the electric motor.
That's actually the battery. The battery is...
Wow, it's huge. Look at that. That's a giant
the battery is certainly the most of the motorcycle. You could see the electric motor is right behind the battery there.
Oh, wow.
Below the seat. And, and it's amazing how much...
It's tiny, right? I mean,
how much power that little thing, it packs a punch.
Wow. The temptation here for me is, I know amongst my engineer and my producer, is for me to drive this thing, but I'm not doing that. Can I turn this thing on? Or is there one that we can turn on?
Click this on and put that kickstand up with your left foot.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. So now we got
that. Now we got the green.
We got the green.
Wow.
And so you can see the throttle.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh. You can feel it go.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so you can see it's got the instant acceleration and the instant response of an electric motor.
This is clearly the future, right? I mean, we were talking on the way over. Electric vehicles are the future. The question, though, is in this industry specifically, can the future get here fast enough for you as a businessman?
Well, it's amazing to see how far the industry has come in a few years. This company, Zero Motorcycles, is barely a decade old. And in a decade, they've gone from what is practically an electric bicycle to a full-on street motorcycle that is more than capable of competing with performance of any high-end motorcycle out there that's been in development for a century.
What's the basis of comparison between this and that really depends on what you're looking to
get out of a motorcycle.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of people that have range anxiety, I mean, you look at a Harley Sportster, which is one of the most popular motorcycles out there. The range on that, with that little gas tank, you probably have to refill that thing every 80 miles or so.
Yeah, but there's a gas station every block and a half, right? Where's the charging station for this puppy?
That didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Back in the day, at the infancy of internal combustion vehicles, you had to go to a hardware store to pick up a gallon of gas. There was no infrastructure. Yeah. There were no gas stations. In comparison, it's almost trivial to develop the electric vehicle infrastructure. It's just a matter of us making that investment into it.
Police, I understand, are really interested in electric bikes because of the pickup and the speed that they've got.
I have a police bike out front.
Yeah, let's go have a look.
Yeah, so this is one of our more popular police bike models. It's the lighter.
Yep, so it sits really high, and the comparison is like those off-road bikes or the, you know, sort of the trail bikes and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Big knobby tires.
This is like what the Las Vegas City Marshals are using.
Right.
LAPD has a few bikes very similar to this. And LAPD, so they actually have an off-road detail, but I mean, that's the thing about these bikes is I think that there's this barrier to motorcycles that people all, they have these certain preconceived notions about it. And you know, obviously you hear this loud Harley blasting down the street and, you know, some people are like, wow, that's a good sounding motorcycle. And a lot of people are like, that is the most annoying thing I've ever heard.
Right, right. What do you ride? Which one of these do you ride? Mine, all of them, I suppose.
I do ride. Yeah, I'm lucky. I get to ride whichever one. But mine is inside. It's the same bike I've been riding for 4 years. And just kind of shows that the technology was there 4 years ago. And I keep on riding that one. And sure, I hop on one of these every once in a while. But I still love my motorcycle.
Harlan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good thanks stuff. For coming by, guy.